that's the thing you have to avoid in these situations is you know, tiptoeing around things or stepping on toes and all that, because at the end of the day, when you do that, it doesn't help the team move forward and get better, and doesn't help the position grow. And so at the end of the day, we all know we're sharing information and trying to help one another get better, because it's what you do between the stripes that determines, you know, how much playing time you're going to get, where you're going to fall on the roster and all that stuff. So for me, it's we come together, we help each other, and let's make this position as good as we can make it for our team.
Josh, I know prior
to bringing in RG3, you know, did they come to you and say, hey, we're thinking about doing this? Was it a surprise to you? Were you disappointed when it happened?
No, I mean, I play quarterback, and that's the extent of my role. So they have their decisions that they make and their process they go through, and then obviously – was able to speak with them after they made the move, or they gave us a call like right before it was going to happen, and just let us know, which I appreciated, and then we just moved forward accordingly. So it wasn't a situation where it was like, you know, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're thinking about doing this or whatever. They made their decisions, let us know like right before it was going to happen, and then we moved forward. So no big deal.
Josh, throughout his career, Hugh Jackson has been considered somewhat of a quarterback whisperer. Granted, it's a very short time, but what have you noticed so far? What do you like about him? I mean, is he a guy who speaks to quarterbacks differently?
Yeah, he doesn't whisper. No, he's done a good job. You could see it. I could see it last year on the tape with Andy, just in preparation, some of the crossover tape and watching Cincinnati, and just kind of having watched Andy early in his career and his natural progression of improvement is certainly there. And then what they did on offense. For a quarterback, you know, to be in this situation, to be around these guys, it's a good thing for a quarterback, no matter what age you are, because he's had success with all kinds, and just taking whatever guy he's had and helping that guy improve. And so it's just in the 3 short days that we've been together here that you see why it's evident. And then you throw a guy like Pep Hamilton into the mix as well. And to watch those guys work well together, it's going to be, you know, just the training of the quarterback and how you teach a quarterback is going to be paramount here. And those are 2 great guys to do it.
Josh, I think you start a lot of the years, you know, that you were in the league. Do you feel like even at the age of 36, the tender age of 36, that you still have a lot left in the tank, and that you would really like an opportunity to start more in your career?
Well, I absolutely want to continue playing, and you know, my body feels good, thankfully. And you're right, maybe a little different than some guys that have maybe started every single year that would be the same age. But at the same time, whether you've started 10 years in a row or not, if you break a collarbone, you break a collarbone. So those are the things that is kind of bad luck, but you want to avoid. And so staying healthy is critical. But for right now, I feel really good. And so that being said, you know, on this team, I'll come in and compete and do everything I can to help our position group be better, and you know, let all the rest of, you know, those other things sort themselves out. But my job is to be ready to go and help this team.
Josh, how much time have you spent with Robert thus far, and how would you assess his personality, his attitude right now?
For a 3-day span, we've spent a pretty good amount of time together, and it's been fun just getting to know him. Obviously, he's a Texas guy, so there's a connection there. And then we've spoken briefly after games and stuff like that, and we've played them over the years. And just a good young guy that's eager to learn, and has obviously gone through some ups and downs in his career. And getting, you know, a chance to kind of start over, and so just want to help him maximize that opportunity, and so the time spent together has been good because he's just a very sharp guy and picks things up quickly, and so bringing that into a room forces everybody in there to pick their game up, and so it's been great being around him, and look forward to continue working with him.
Josh, I saw what you accomplished in that 4-game stretch when you were in Chicago, and obviously things didn't go the way that you wanted in Tampa. And you and I talked, you know, when you came back here, as far as what you wanted to accomplish. So given all those things, and even what you just said to Mary about, you know, their desire to, you know, to keep playing and, you know, and be a starter in this league, what is the best scenario for you? I know that you're selfless, I know your faith and things like that, but what is the best scenario for you, and does that include staying here, even if they were to bring a quarterback in at number two?
Well, I mean, that's my plan. I understand that the situation can change, and if, you know, if there's a quarterback added, there, you know, there may be some decisions made. So I get that, but I'm just trying to stay in this moment and just okay, what today? What I have to do to help myself be better, and then if the situation changes, you know, then we'll address that when that time comes. But right now, it's just try to help myself get better as a player, and just because you referenced it. The main situation for me is to be with an offensive coordinator. I felt like I did some good things in 2013. We lost our coordinator in Tampa, had one last year, felt like I did some good things last year. So I think being able to grow with these guys to be around Hugh, be around Pep, I think I can continue to get better as a player from being around. And so however long that time is, I want to maximize the ability to learn from these guys. So that'll be my approach, and if it changes, it changes. But you know, right now I'm a member of this football team, and so I'll do everything I can to help this football team.
Josh, you joked about it when you first came out here, but have you talked to Mario Davis at all? And is there any awkwardness when something like that happens?
No, I mean, you know, we walked in, and it was more nonverbal than anything. You know, it was he smiled at me, and I smiled at him, and it was kind of like, I know that you know that I know that, and then nothing, we didn't really talk about it. So just his reputation, just from people I've talked to about DeMario around the league, just the kind of character he has, type of man he is, and obviously he's a good player. And so glad he's on our team because those are the type of people that we want in our organization. So I'm looking forward to you know, watching him work. Certainly glad he's on our team now. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, we were both trying to do the best for our team, to help our team. And I'm sure, I mean, we had just gone 90 yards, so he's probably a little angry and took it out on me. But it's all good now. We're glad he's on our team.
Josh, Dante Whitner was very upset at the lateness of their move with him. Given that, it would be perfectly understandable for you to inquire, don't leave me in the lurch, can't you make a move now? Have you done any of that? Have you inquired as to timetables?
Well, I think any veteran player would appreciate that courtesy, you know, if you're going down that road. But at the same time, this is what we sign up for. The club has your rights, and every club can treat you different, and you don't know when they come to that decision, you know. And so sometimes the timetable just doesn't marry up with what you would like. But ultimately, the club has your rights, and so that's how this game goes. But I think every player, every veteran player, hopes that if that time comes and a club makes a decision to move on from that guy, or they don't see that guy in the plan, that that they would let him know as soon as possible, so they can continue to go find work somewhere else. But again, as a player, that's part of the things that you give up, is that they have your rights and they can do what they like. And so I understand, you know, as a veteran player, the player side of wanting to, you know as soon as possible, it makes complete sense. But you also understand the club side and where they're at as far as having a player's rights and being able to, you know, kind of let that player go whenever that decision comes, that they realize, hey, this player is no longer, you know, going to be part of our roster. So I understand both sides of it, and it's unfortunate, but that's part of this business. And I've seen, you know, kind of been around long enough, you've seen it all. And so obviously, ideally for a player, you hope that guy gets let go early. But if that's the case, but again, you just never know. And so that's why for me, like I said earlier, it's coming in a day at a time, and just, I know it's cliche and all that stuff, but that's all you can control. It's just, okay, you know, I'm here, I'm on this team, and I'm working as hard as I can for this team today. And then if it changes, it changes.
Josh, there's been a mass exodus of free agents this offseason, three important pieces on offense, Travis going to San Diego, you know, Alex leaving Mitchell. You know, as you're watching that from afar, what's your reaction to that? And are you confident that, you know, your team's going to be able to withstand those important losses?
Yeah, it's always when you go through a year with teammates, and you get to know them, and you become friends with them. You want to hang around those guys. You want them to be around, and especially when they're good players, starters. Just speaking offensively, you know, when Mitch and Alex and Travis and those guys were starters and contributors on our offense, and so as a player, you never want to see those guys go. Both, you know, for personal and professional reasons, you want them to be around. But at the same time, like I said earlier, you have to trust your leadership at the top and that they're making decisions that they feel is, you know, in the best interest of the organization moving forward. So you know, they make those decisions, and then you move on and you adapt. They did what they thought was best. We're behind that, and we keep rolling.